Hello, you guys. Welcome back to my podcast. I hope everyone is having the best day ever whenever you're listening to this. I just can't stop itching myself. I was in Greece for like a week and I've been eaten alive by mosquitoes. It's mosquito season, so what can you do? But I had such an incredible time and just like chilling by the beach, reading my book and drinking cocktails, taking it very easy. Those are definitely my type of vacations where it's like I just chill at the beach and I don't do anything. And the only thing that I'm thinking about is what I'm going to have for lunch and what I'm going to have for dinner, and that's about it. And then there's another group of people who like go on vacation and they want to do activities and they want to go like bungee jumping or I don't know, jet skiing and water skiing and all those types of sports. I am not that person at all. If there is a bus at like, I don't know, 11 a.m. going ziplining, I am not on that bus. You will not catch me on that bus. I am on the beach. I'm reading my book and I'm enjoying life. This is a vacation for me. I just want to recharge, not do anything, not think about anything. My husband is definitely the latter. He loves an activity. He loves a jet ski. He loves anything that has to do with like doing things. Like he likes to be constantly on the move. He can just chill. Like he brought a book. He read like 20 pages and then he was like, okay, let's do something. Let's go walk. Or he will like be on the phone, but he can just chill. But it's good because there's a balance, because I like to chill too much and he likes to do a lot of things. So it's like, it's a good balance to keep each other doing things and moving, but also relaxing and chilling as well. We left on Friday and it was literally raining when we left. And last week we were in Spain and it was also raining. We're in Marbella. Like, what is happening? It's June. It's supposed to be nice. The weather is supposed to be getting really good and like summer vibes, but I feel like it's been raining nonstop, especially in Europe, Greece, Spain. Now I'm in London, but it's also raining, but you know, it's usual. It always rains in London. But I was really surprised seeing so much rain in Greece and then so much rain in Spain. I just thought it was going to be like super sunny and super hot. But you always have to check the weather. Even if you think it's going to be good, you have to make sure it's going to be really sunny, so you know exactly what you need to pack. And just make sure you always bring like a couple jackets or cardigans just in case. Like, I always get cold at night, especially when we're out at dinner and we're sitting outside. Like, I'll definitely need a very light jacket just in case, you know. I feel like last summer we had a really warm summer and everyone was hot like at all times, so hopefully this summer is going to be good, but not too hot. I just need like a little bit of sun here and there. I'm back in London just for a little bit and then I'm going again. And it's just nice because it's raining right now and it's usually really hot in the summer. Like it was like 28 degrees and houses in London are not built for heat. They never have like air conditioning. Maybe the new ones. Actually, my friend has an apartment, like a brand new apartment in a really nice building, and she does have an AC, but like most houses don't have an AC. And my fan broke last night, so I slept without a fan. I was literally so hot, but I'll take it. I'll take it over the cold any single day. I'm really interested. Let me know. Message me and tell me, would you rather be too hot at all times or would you rather be too cold at all times? Because I don't know. I feel like too hot is like, it's kind of better, but then too cold, you can always like bundle up and add more layers. But when you're too hot, you can't really do much other than like, you know, be somewhere very cool, like, or somewhere with an AC. So I don't know. I honestly do not even know how I got here. I'm recording this on a Sunday. I just had like my everything shower and just felt so good, so clean. Literally nothing feels as good as coming back home from a vacation and just like taking a long shower that's like 40 minutes. It's an everything shower. You're scrubbing, you're washing, you're doing the whole shebang. It's taking you forever. You come out of the shower, you feel like you're about to pass out. Normal. You have to lay down for like 40 minutes while you scroll on TikTok and Instagram. It's like an Olympic sport. Like, I swear, an everything shower is an Olympic sport. Oh my God. And if you need to get ready straight away, like blow dry your hair straight away and get dressed, all that jazz, you really feel like you're about to faint. Like, I need to do everything, like taking my sweet time, because if I do everything all together, then I just feel so exhausted afterwards. My husband convinced me to go to the gym today and I was like, okay, let's do it. Had a very short workout, just like 30 minutes, and then we headed to the steam and the sauna, which I always feel so amazing afterwards, and I really want to stick to it and do it like a couple times a week. I like to do it whenever I'm about to wash my hair, because honestly, if I go to the steam and the sauna, like obviously my hair is drenched afterwards and I need to wash it. So I just try and go on days that I'm planning to wash my hair. Please let your girl know if you have any good tips on how to keep your hair looking really fresh after going to the gym and steam and sauna and all that. Let me know. Whenever I wash my hair, especially in the summer, it looks good for like a day and then it just looks greasy and curly and it's just like, it's a big no. It's a sleek bun type of day until I need to wash it again. But I love a sleeked bun, especially in the summer. For today's episode, I did a little Q&A on my Instagram and I just wanted to give you guys some advice. And I have so many good questions. So let's start. I'm just going to talk about literally everything. everything and anything. Nothing is off limits, as you guys know. And I'm going to answer the first question that I get. I always start with the first question I get. Okay, what workout tips do you have to look snatched? I remember I used to like go to the gym a lot and like try and lift lots of weight because I was like scrolling on TikTok and Instagram and I felt like that's what everyone was doing, especially a few years ago. I was like, okay, I need to lift. I need to have a booty. I need to like exhaust myself in the gym. And I just always felt horrible afterwards. I felt bloated. I felt tired. I didn't feel my best. And that's when I decided to start working out in ways that makes me feel my best and the strongest and the happiest and not follow what everyone else is doing, whether that is, you know, my favorite influencer and she looks amazing or her body looks amazing. Just really listening to what my body needs and what makes me feel good. So I started doing like a lot of Pilates and mat Pilates at home, and you don't need to pay any money. I know Pilates can be really expensive, but you don't have to, you know, go to expensive classes. I like to do mine on YouTube. My favorite one is Move with Nicole. She's amazing. And she does like 30 minute Pilates, like 20 minutes, whatever you can fit in your schedule. You can do it in your house really early before your day starts, or like late if you have, you know, a busy morning. And I always feel so incredible afterwards. I also started walking. So like trying to be active, trying to hit like 5,000 to 10,000 steps a day. Obviously, like not every day is going to be the best and not every day I'm going to be super active and walk. Like today, I didn't even walk that much, but like just trying to walk as much as I can. And then I might lift weights like once a week if I'm feeling it, but like that doesn't happen a lot. It'll be like once every few weeks. I don't lift a lot in the summer. I don't know why. It just doesn't make me feel good. And I've seen better results and I just feel better. I feel stronger. I feel healthier. But I feel like you know your body better than anyone else. So if you feel like going to the gym and lifting heavy weights is what makes you feel incredible and amazing, and I know a lot of girls that do that and they look so good and like it makes them feel good, then please do that. Don't feel like you need to listen to someone just because, you know, you like their body or something. It's just so important to just like listen to your body. I also love doing the 12-3-30 whenever I'm on vacation. I feel like that's just such an easy workout to do when you're away from home and you just have a treadmill at a hotel gym. I'm definitely the type of girl that like whenever I'm packing to go on vacation, I'm like, I'm going to be working out every single day. So I'm going to bring like 5 workout sets. And then I literally don't even go to the gym once, but at least I'm prepared. Another workout tip I have is if you're going to do it in the morning. It depends on your schedule, but for me, if I'm going to shower and put on makeup and put a cute outfit on, I just know I'm not going to make it to the gym. So if you're like me, try and get your workouts in the morning. But if you're working, then obviously go later in the day. Have a time that it really fits your schedule and commit to it and tell yourself, I'm going to go to the gym like 3 times a week, but it's non-negotiable. So that way you're committed, you told yourself you're going to do it and you stick by it. Also, please don't be afraid to eat. Eating does not equal to gaining weight. Eating is a necessity. If you want to lose weight, you can't starve yourself. Make sure you're eating nourishing foods, foods that make you feel good. Never skip meals. Every single meal is very important. And I know this is very cliche and everyone, you know, talks about this, but like, make sure you drink your water, make sure you're staying hydrated. How to deal with a guy who gives you mixed feelings. I recently filmed a TikTok about this and I basically said that you absolutely deserve someone who is 100% about you and is 100% about being with you. A guy who knows what he wants and he's not afraid to go after it. We need to stop settling for, you know, the lukewarm, hesitant, or mixed feelings guys. It's mutual obsession or nothing. You are too special. You are too whole to be given half-assed love. Get that engraved in your head and tell this man goodbye. Because your dream man, the man that you're supposed to be, the man that's like the man of your dreams, is not going to give you mixed feelings. He's not going to make you feel unsure about yourself. He's never going to make you feel like you're a second option, or that you're too clingy, or that you're asking too much. Someone who can't give you the basic things that you need and the things that are absolutely a necessity in order for a healthy relationship to work is going to make you feel like you're asking too much. But that is not true. You're not. He's just not the right guy for you. Faster you realize that, faster that clicks, the closer you are to finding your dream man, the closer you are to finding that guy that will be there for you and will give you exactly what you want and what you need. Love you so much. Love you more. Advice on how to start believing in yourself more. The number one tip in starting to believe in yourself a little more every single day, in my opinion, is keeping the promises you make to yourself. For example, if you told yourself you're going to go to the gym, you know, tomorrow at 9 a.m, you stick to that and you wake up at 8 and you get ready and you were at the gym at 9 a.m. You told yourself that you're going to stop, you know, being so critical about yourself. And next time you catch yourself being critical about yourself, you immediately cut it and you move to the next thought. You told yourself you're going to be making your bed every single day. So tomorrow you woke up, made your bed. And you keep the promises you make to yourself. You tell yourself, I am accountable and I am dependable and I can count on myself. you start building trust with yourself. You blindly become someone you can count on no matter what. You are there for yourself. You show up for yourself and you keep your promises. So for the next few days, start telling yourself that you're going to do something. Make yourself small promises and then deliver them every single time. Do that for like a month straight. After that month is over, you're going to be looking back and you're going to be seeing how huge of a difference that made. You can't just wake up one day and suddenly start believing in yourself. It doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but it doesn't. It's just, you have to slowly build it and you have to work on it every single day. The beauty of it is that it truly never ends and you get to work on yourself and, you know, become the dream version of yourself and work on yourself every single day. Advice on dating for the first time ever. That is just such an exciting time in everyone's lives. And I honestly just want you to enjoy this time and be really present and take it all in. Enjoy it. It is such a magical time. My advice is don't be afraid to show emotions and don't be afraid to come off as like uncool. I feel like when I was young, I was so consumed with like, oh my God, I can't like let him know that I like him. I can't let him see my emotions because he's gonna think I'm lame and he's gonna think I'm not cool. And I would have this like crushes on guys and they would have a crush on me and like, I just like, I wouldn't tell them how I felt like ever because I was just like so scared of like them thinking I'm not cool or them thinking I'm like clingy or whatever it was. I very stupidly never wanted to show any emotion and I really regret that. So my advice is like, don't be afraid to love and love loudly and tell them how you feel. It might not always work out, but it's okay. It's part of the plan. Sometimes desire felt is desire fulfilled. It is the proof that the system works. I absolutely love that quote. Even if you get heartbroken, feel that, experience that. Also, another tip is watch out for the red flags. When I was younger, I definitely like looked past any single red flag because I was like really into a guy, but please don't look past the red flags. They'll usually come up very early on while you're dating someone. Pay close attention and don't look past them. Trust me. Trust your instinct. Trust your gut. It's always going to tell you whether someone is good for you or not. Again, it's something that we tend to look past and never listen to. And be safe. Whenever you're going out with someone, always tell one of your friends or your parents. Just tell them where you are. Share your location with them. Better to be safe than sorry. But always make sure one of your friends knows your exact location, especially when you're out with a guy, no matter the first or the second or the third date, just in case. You never know. How to start social media content creating or working with brands. Number one, and this is very important, stop caring about what other people have to say about you. You're not going to be making content for them. You're going to be making content for people who think like you, for your target audience and people who you want to follow you. I know this is a cliche, but please be authentic. Try different styles of videos, but at the end of the day, you know, continue doing what sticks for you, what works for you, and what type of content you feel most comfortable filming and the most like yourself. Just because another creator got really famous doing a certain style of videos doesn't mean that that style of videos is going to work for your content necessarily. Of course, try it out, see if you like it or not, but try and do your thing. Try and do your own thing that maybe no one has ever done before. The people that I can think off the top of my head that got really famous through social media, they have their own style that no one else has, or style that people have tried to copy after they got famous. Like, I feel like Emma Chamberlain, she has like such a unique style to her videos. And people have definitely tried to copy that style, but it's never like hers, you know? So try and do something that feels like you, something authentic, and try and be consistent. Try and post 2-3 times a week, set some time aside after work or a time that's convenient for you and just create some content. Create content that you would like to watch yourself. When it comes to working with brands, you will have a lot of brands reaching out to you once you like start posting a lot of videos and maybe you get a little bit of attention. But if not, you can always contact brands. I would suggest just like DMing them. Don't be afraid to just like slide into the DMs and be like, hey, I would love to work with you. If they have a campaign going on, they'll send you details. Sometimes brands are just looking for people to just create content for them. Sometimes it's paid, sometimes it's free. But if you're just starting, I do suggest you just like take the free ones as well and you just create good content because then you can present that to a brand and, you know, maybe they'll pay you. It's also a big plus if you really like a brand and you're already using their products organically, then the brand sees that and they like that and then they want to send you even more stuff or they want to work with you, which is also great. How to get your man back? If he left, do you really want him back? That is the question. Do you really want someone in your life that can just like walk away easily and move on? No, you don't. If they can just leave like that and forget about you, then they were never meant to be. That is not your man. That is not your dream man. I'm telling you, and I promise you that. How to get your man back? You don't. You find a new man. What is the best way to get your mental health back on track? What works for me best is sticking to routine, doing what I know feels good, and then doing that every single day. So if I know that waking up really early and journaling and taking some time for myself, meditating, working out, going for my hot girl walk, if I know that that makes me feel good, then I know I need to stick to that routine. I need to keep doing what I'm doing every single day. It's easy to wake up one day and just like have a productive day, and then the next day it just feels like you're not doing any of that and you're back at where you started. It's all about finding what works for you and sticking to that. A routine is really powerful. Establishing your habits and doing them every single day, signaling your brain that this is who you are now. You're someone who wakes up in the morning and likes to journal and likes to meditate and drink their green juice or whatever it is that makes you feel good. Also, a big thing for me is going on little walks and either listening to music or a podcast, or sometimes even just not listening to anything. Walking just to clear my head and feel good and just like get some fresh air. I feel like that does wonders for my mental health. Finding a therapist and talking to your therapist every week. More than often, we're dealing with way more difficult things that a green juice and a walk can fix. So always making sure you're checking your mental health and seeing if you can speak to someone that can help you more than those things will ever help you. If you don't have anyone you can talk to, try and find a therapist and commit to seeing them like once a week, and then you can talk about things you feel like you can't talk with anyone else. It's also nice to have someone that is not in your friend group, is not related to you in any sort of way, and has no judgment or is not biased, and you can just talk to them about everything that's going on in your life and get a fresh perspective. I feel like that's always really helpful. How to save money. You do not need every single thing you see on TikTok. You do not need every single liquid blush that a girl tells you you need, or a cool tote bag. Make sure you have that ingrained in your brain. You absolutely do not need every single thing that you see on social media. So I feel like during the summer is a good time to try and save money, because you can always go to the beach if you have a beach close by. Favorite thing to do in the summer is, especially when I'm in Florida, is I will go to Publix, I'll grab a kombucha, I'll grab a rotisserie chicken, and I'll go straight to the beach. It's the best thing ever. So if you're in a city, I feel like it's really cool if you like take long walks, you grab an iced coffee with your friend. You don't need to have like fancy dinners or fancy long lunches. Just go for walks, grab your favorite book, and go tan in the park. Also, you don't need any fancy schmancy workout classes. I said that in the beginning of the episode, but just like YouTube has amazing workouts. I do most of my Pilates on YouTube. So even if social media tells you you need that very expensive workout class, trust me, you do not. Whenever I meal plan, I always find myself spending less and less. So I do suggest meal planning. Like I like to do it on a Sunday. I'll make my chocolate chia pudding and some lunches. And that also stops you from going out to lunch and dinner. And also if you're like, oh, I'm just going to order my lunch because I don't have anything prepared and I'm really hungry. But if you meal plan, you have something to eat that day, then obviously you're not going to order. Never go to the supermarket while you're hungry. You're going to buy a lot of things that you don't even need. Make sure you eat loads before so you're not hungry at all. Have a list and stick to that list. I'm definitely guilty of that, especially when I'm in the States. I like browse Publix for hours and supermarkets. I love Trader Joe's, and there's always new snacks that I want to try. They have such good things, but stick to your list. Don't go off your list. Whether you're going to Target or supermarket, stick to your list and you go in, you get what you need, and you're straight out. No browsing. Give yourself some fun challenges. Tell yourself, okay, I'm going to have a no spend day today. Like once a week, have a no spend day where you spend absolutely no money. And day by day, slowly, you just get used to not spending as much. Thoughts on unpaid internships? That's an interesting question. I've definitely done a lot of unpaid internships when I was younger. I think everyone deserves to be paid for their time, especially younger kids straight off uni, straight off college. They need to be paid. They deserve to be paid. Pay your interns in 2023. Tips to do when you find yourself comparing to others. My quickest way that I immediately snap out of it is I ask myself, would I like to trade lives with that person? Even though I like, you know, their bag or whatever, and maybe I'm comparing myself because I don't have that nice bag, would I want to have their entire life, completely trade lives with that person? And the answer is no. J. Cole said it best, no such thing as a life that's better than yours. You have to learn to love your imperfect life. You'll never be happy unless you learn to love where you are right now. Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be someone who has more than you, who's better than you, who's doing more than you. But until you love yourself, until you truly love where you are right now, you're never going to be happy. It's okay to see someone win in life. It's empowering and it should give you motivation. I love seeing people win because if they win doesn't mean that you can't. Love the quote that says, "The same light you see in others is shining within you." At the end of the day, you're your own competition. I'm definitely going to do a part two because there's so many amazing questions and I really want to answer all of them. I think I literally only responded to like 10% of everything I got. I love these types of podcasts. Let me know if you like them as well because I definitely want to keep recording them because it just feels like we're having a conversation and we're talking. I love girly talks. It's like my favorite thing ever. My plans for the rest of the day is I need to tidy up my house. It's literally so messy. I just came back from Greece, so I still need to unpack everything and do my laundry and the whole thing. Also want to get something really yummy for dinner. During summertime, I'm always craving like frozen yogurt for dessert or ice cream. So I want to walk and get some frozen yogurt after my dinner. I love longer days. I love that now you can have dinner and then you can walk and get an ice cream and still light out. I wish it was like that all year round. Like my life would be made. I hope you're having the best day whenever, wherever you're listening to this. And I can't wait to speak to you again next week. I love you.